Current State on 90.5 WKAR. We're always at WKAR.org. Society can throw a lot of messages at boys and girls from the time they're very young. It can be beneficial for them to have a place to go where both can form friendships, boys with boys, girls with girls, and learn, share, and be supported. Girls on the Run is a nonprofit geared toward girls in the 3rd through 8th grades. Their mission is to inspire girls to be joyful, healthy, and confident using a fun, experience-based curriculum which creatively integrates running. The Mid-Michigan chapter of Girls on the Run started in 2007 in Shiawassee County, and it's since expanded into Ingham, Eaton, Clinton, and Genesee counties. Joining us in the studio here on Neighbors in Action today is the director of Girls on the Run in Mid-Michigan, Stephanie McClintock. Welcome, Stephanie.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Second Stephanie on the program this hour, believed to be a current state record. And Megan Tressel, who is a volunteer coach with the nonprofit, whose daughter's also been in the program. Hi, Megan.
Hi there.
Stephanie, explain how Girls on the Run works exactly. Where do you meet? How often?
Okay. So the girls meet twice a week in small teams where we teach the girls life skills through, like you said, engaging lessons, fun movement activities. The teams mostly meet in school buildings. We have a few program sites that are actually YMCA locations.
What are some of these life lessons? Did you refer to it as life lessons? I forget it, exactly. What are some life skills? These skills?
So the skills that we help the girls develop and improve upon are that of confidence. We help them to learn to feel confidence in who they are, develop strength of character. They learn to respond to others and themselves with care. They learn to create positive connections with peers and adults, and also to make a meaningful contribution to community and society.
Megan, you've been a coach with Girls on the Run for a few years. One of the focuses of your curriculum is to help girls understand themselves. How do you think you do that?
I think, you know, the whole point of the curriculum is for the girls to interact with one another. Most of the coaches are adult women. We do have, I believe, 2 men coaches this year for the first time.
We do.
But I think that, you know, the girls learning how to relate to one another and having positive female role models is really a cornerstone of the program, in my opinion.
Stephanie, discussing these lessons with girls certainly seems like it would make a positive impact in and of itself. But you incorporate running. What role does running play in this exactly, and why do you add running to the mix?
Well, the purpose that running serves is to be able to give the girls a tangible sense of achievement, which instills confidence, and also a framework for setting life goals.
What's that like? I mean, it must be fun and rewarding to see that unfold. Is that a really tangible product of this whole experience, Megan? You
absolutely.
You see young girls inspired by their own achievements.
You do, especially since I think some of the girls sign up for the program not knowing exactly what to expect, and they know they're going to be running, but they don't really know how much they're going to be running. And so I think a lot of the girls don't really see themselves as a true runner until they get involved in the program. And especially for a third grader, physically, she is a small person. For her to run a 5K is a tremendous achievement.
Sure.
To run 3 miles is a big deal for a little thing. So I think that, that part of instilling confidence that you reached a goal that you might not have thought, you know, initially that you could reach that goal.
About how many girls have participated in the program here in the last, 9 years, Stephanie?
Oh, gosh. We have 600 girls participating this spring, and that number has grown steadily over the course of the past 9 years. We started our first year with just 23 girls in the program.
To 600?
Wow.
Yes. That is quite a trajectory.
And actually, on a nationwide level, in last year, the 1 millionth girl went through the Girls on the Run program. So it's a very large.
Is it in all 50 states?
It's in 49.
Most 49?
Yes.
Well,
I
get to work on that, would you please?
I believe South Dakota is the only state that does not have a program.
I'm speaking with Stephanie McClintock, director of Girls on the Run in Mid-Michigan, and Megan Tressel, a volunteer coach with the program whose daughter has been a participant. I was a young person who got bitten by the running bug. I have to ask this question. Out of all of these girls that have participated in the program, have you seen a young girl who's just entered the program kind of very lukewarm at best about running and then just been bitten by the bug? Has that ever happened?
It has.
Because I think young people in particular, especially the ages that you're working with here, that kind of thing happens.
I agree.
Yeah. Have any of them gone on to participate competitively in running because of their participation in Girls on the Run?
My own daughter was in Girls on the Run our very first year that we had the program in Shiawassee County, and now she runs track and cross country at Michigan State.
Stephanie, I know you see girls get involved in the program and really respond to it, really mm-hmm. like it. What kinds of feedback do they give you about their experiences? What kinds of things do they say after they've been at this for a while?
It's almost exclusively very, very positive for the girls as well as their parents and their teachers. So, you know, parents report that the girls really do seem more confident and happier and healthier. And teachers see girls that are willing to share their thoughts and stand up for themselves and others at school. As a matter of fact, we have a program at Marble Elementary in East Lansing where it came to my attention recently that they have several girls on their team this year who are fifth graders, and this is their third year participating. And so Coach Maggie at the Marble Elementary site took the lead on setting up a peer coach program for these girls, and they have really fallen right in line with helping organize lessons and preparing information and actually delivering the lessons to the other girls on their team. So it's remarkable to see them have the confidence to kind of step into a leadership role like that, and then also an inclusive, secure enough environment that they're, you know, happy to do that, and that they're, you know, the other girls on their team are willing to accept that kind of leadership from them.
Megan, talk to us a little bit more about your daughter. She's involved in the program too. Just generally, what's her experience been like?
You know, it's been interesting for my daughter because she's one of those kids that she goes full throttle into whatever she does, but she did not consider herself a runner. And she started the program as a fourth grader and participated 2 years ago and then last year as a fifth grader. And my daughter has completed 6 5Ks now. I've completed them with her. I didn't consider myself a runner before I, you know, got involved in this program. Mm. So for us, it's been a really kind of a cool experience. It's kind of come full circle and discovered that we have something in ourselves that we didn't know was there.
Mm. Now, every time the group gathered, do you run every single time the group gathers?
Yes, and the distance that they run in their workouts increase over time as they, you know, build up endurance and prepare themselves physically and mentally for the 5K at the end of the season.
But is 5K, so 5K is kind of a goal.
That is, the goal all throughout. And they know that 5K is coming at the end of the program cycle.
There must be some number of girls who don't want to stop at 5K once they really get into it.
Absolutely.
Did you let them go 10 on occasion or what?
Well, they crossed the finish line eventually, but I guess they could just keep going if they wanted to.
They're out there running somewhere. We're not sure. We talked about volunteer coaches, Stephanie. Do you have a need for coaches right now?
Right now, we do not. Our spring program is underway, and all of our sites are fully staffed with coaches. But looking ahead to next spring, we certainly will. And coaches will begin signing up through an application on our website in the fall. And then they become trained in January and February.
You're trying to teach life lessons here, though. I suppose there's a need for people who are more than just coaches. I realize running is the kind of the core activity, mm-hmm. but do you need volunteers for other reasons?
Well, our end of season 5K event is coming up in May, on May 22nd at Michigan State University. We begin and end in front of the auditorium, and we need lots and lots of volunteers for that event. People to direct traffic, man water stations, help with registration.
How involved do the parents of these girls get in the process? Do the parents ever join you on the runs?
No, they don't during our twice weekly meetings, but we do strongly encourage that every girl that runs the 5K on May 22nd has a running buddy. So a lot of the girls, moms, dads, siblings, tend to run with them in the race. So in that way, they are involved. But you've got a lot of girls whose families are runners, per se, and mm-hmm. have, you know, gotten them involved in the program. So I think it just depends on the family. My experience has been very positive as far as parents supporting what we're doing and supporting their daughters.
What would you say to current state listeners out there who are thinking about becoming a volunteer coach like you?
Oh, do it. Do it. It is so fulfilling, whether you're a mom, a dad, even if you don't have kids, if you're a teacher, if you love kids, this is such a great, rewarding program.
Where do you meet in this area, though? You mentioned Marble School, Stephanie. Mm-hmm. Are there a lot of locations where
you
gather?
There are about 45 program sites across the five counties that we serve. Okay. So throughout many, many communities within the – we have locally here – we have several programs in East Lansing, Waverly, Okemos, Hazlitt, DeWitt.
And a website is obligatory here. Tell us where our listeners can go to learn more.
GOTRMidMichigan.org.
GOTR for Girls on the Run. GOTRMidMichigan.org. I've been speaking with Stephanie McClintock, Director of Girls on the Run in Mid-Michigan, and Megan Tressel, a volunteer coach with the program whose daughter's been a participant. Continued success.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Current State is looking for more nominations for our Neighbors in Action feature. Help us out. Email us your suggestions to currentstate@wkar.org. Please put Neighbors in Action in the subject line, or you can tweet us @KARCurrentState. Please tell us a little bit about why you think they should be featured for the great work they do.